Before breakfast. First, page 3. Tears ran down her cheeks, and she took hold of an axe and tried to put it out of her father's hand. "Friend," said Mr. Edible, "I know more about raising a little of pigs than you do. A weakling makes rope for hell run alone." "But it's unfair," cried Fern. "The pig couldn't help," began born small. "If I had been ever small at first, would you have killed me?" Mr. Arable smiled. "Not," he said, looking down at his daughter with love, "but he's is different. A little girl is one thing, a little rocky pig is another." "I see," differently replied Fern. "Still," began on, "I see to the X. This is the most terrible case of injustice I've ever heard of. Queer look came over John Arable's face and seemed almost ready to cry himself. Right, he said, "you go back to the house and I will bring you rum when I come in. Next, you start it on a bottle like a baby, then you see what trouble a pig can be." When Mrs. Arable returned to the household and when her letter, he cried, a cartoon under his arm. Fern was upstairs changing her sneakers, and chicken table was set for breakfast first, and the room smelled of puffy bacon, damp flesh, and wood smoke from the stove. "Put it on her chair," said Mrs. Arable. Mr. Arable set the cartoon down at Fern's place. Then he walked to the sink and washed his hands and laid them on the floor. Came slowly down the stairs. Her eyes were red from crying as she approached her chair. The curtain walked and there was a scratching noise. Fern looked at her father, then she lifted his lid off the curtain. There inside, looking up at her, was the newborn pig. It was a white one. The morning light shined through its ears, turning them pink. "He's yours, Mr. Arable," saved from an untimely death, "and may the good Lord forgive me for this foolishness." Fern couldn't take her eyes off the tiny pig. "Oh," he whispered. Oh, look at him. He up so quite loudly. Perfect. She closed the curtain carefully. First, she kissed her father, then she kissed her mother, then she opened the lid again. Lifting the pig up and let it again. Her cheek at the moment her brother come into the room. Every was 10. He was having armed and ear rifle in one hand, a wonder dagger in the other. What's that? The demon, what friend got? She scoffed for breakfast, said Mrs. Arable. Wash your hand and face, Every. Let's see it, said Every, setting his gun down. You call that miserable thing a pig? That is fiend.